there, and welcome to How to Cope with the Dope. My name is Jackie Freitas, and I'm your host as well as a certified life and health coach. And you may have stumbled upon a podcast that will be a good one for you if you have a loved one who struggles with addiction. Each week, I share either an interview of hope or information that may help broaden your understanding and ability to manage your life in a healthier way. Ultimately, this podcast is designed to sow seeds of hope and inspiration in a world of worry. Today, we're going to be talking about our thoughts. And our thoughts really mold and create our world. But our thoughts can go very rogue and can take us down some really dark alleys. And when we have a loved one who struggles with addiction, they can get very dark and we can kind of stay in that space for a long, long time. You know, that can consume our entire day. It could maybe even consume a week. Because when we keep repetitively thinking something over and over again, it can really even affect a year. It can affect a lot more than just the day. And I'm going to tell you about something called the emotional refractory period. How our thinking works is that you'll have an event, something happens that triggers, an emotional response or a reaction. And when the reaction is really strong or that emotional response, sometimes we get stuck. You know, maybe you've had a conversation with someone and they've said something that really upsets you and you're not able to stop thinking about it and you're not even hearing what they're saying anymore because you're stuck on something that kind of triggered you. Maybe it made you angry, or maybe it made you really happy. Maybe they gave you a really nice compliment. But now when we have someone in our life who struggles with addiction, we can have some really strong emotional responses and reactions to the things that our loved one does. The emotional refractory period says that the first thing is you have that reaction. If you keep having this emotional response and it goes on for days and days, it can become your mood. So now you have this mood that you're simmering in. If you keep with that mood for weeks or months and you keep holding that feeling, then it actually becomes your temperament. And if this continues on for years, it actually becomes a personality trait. It is said that our ERP response comes from a trigger from our childhood, typically, something that has happened that we just have this repetitive response to a particular situation. It becomes almost like we have emotional tunnel vision, and we begin to lock into the belief more and more. And that's how we end up with a personality trait. When we really lock into it, we keep thinking about it and we can't basically let any other thoughts on the topic come in and permeate our thinking to think in a different way. And maybe you know some people, I mean, in politics, this is really big where people are so locked into their thinking that it can often cause that response, that very angered response. And marketing and media has done a fine job of promoting this in people. But I digress on that one. So how can you, when you're starting to have that kind of response, a couple things you can do to, you know, stop yourself is to, A, recognize when it's happening. So maybe you're having a conversation with your spouse or with your beloved addict, and something happens that's making you just have that response that you're really locking into an emotion. It's like everything has halted in your mind and you're thinking repetitively about it. you stop talking, and you would want to probably have an exit strategy to be able to walk away and maybe actually take a walk or journal. And your goal here is to shorten the amount of time that you have this response. So maybe you'll have this response for maybe an hour or a couple hours, but you will work through it. Okay, you've recognized it, you're taking the walk, you stopped talking, you didn't keep the train rolling. Okay, so that's a great thing. You want to try to lessen the response of the ERP. Now, this is something that I think is huge when you have somebody in your life who's an addict, because you can be triggered left and right by that person, and it can really rock your world and ruin your day. So I'm going to introduce you to something called the emotional scale or the emotional ladder. And what this says is that our emotions are on a ladder that has like 22 rungs. And at the very bottom of this scale are negative feelings like fear, grief, depression, despair, powerlessness. And then as you work your way up, there's at number 19, there's hatred and rage. At number 16, you have discouragement. And then number 14 is worry. Climbing up to number 11 would be overwhelm. And 10 is frustration or impatience. Number 8 is boredom. Number 6 is hopefulness. Number 4 is positive expectation. Number 2 is passion. And at the very top of the emotional scale is joy, knowledge, empowerment, freedom, love, and appreciation. I can easily hover in the zone of fear, despair, powerlessness, which can actually kind of stumble into a depressed mood when I am dealing with my loved one. I try not to let myself slip into that zone anymore because I have so many tools in my toolkit and I know when I'm going there and I know how to escape that. But that's what we're going to talk a little bit about today, is how do you get out of these feelings? How do you kind of start to climb the ladder when you're way at the bottom? I am going to tell you my number one way, which is something that I learned in Al-Anon, is really turning everything over to my higher power, who is God. And I know that God is in control of my life. And I know that I don't have control over what other people say or do or how they behave. The only thing I have control over is really me and my reaction. God does say that you become what you do behold. So what am I going to behold? What am I going to be thinking about and giving my attention to? Proverbs 29:18, is where there is no vision, the people will perish. So you have to have your vision. You have to be thinking about where you are directing your thoughts and your mind. Now, if you are still stuck and there's an event that has occurred and you say, you know what, I'm really at the bottom of the emotional scale, how do I climb it? Now, there are some things that you can do to, you know, kind of common sense things you can do. And the one thing that I would suggest is to reach for a better feeling thought. Now, that sounds so common sense, but it is not our first line of defense at all. Our first line of defense is usually to call someone or to, you know, rehash things or to just sit there and figure out how you're going to fix another person. But you are going to reach for a better feeling thought. Now, you might even take out a piece of paper and just number 10 different ways that you could, you know, have a different thought about a situation. When you think those different thoughts, as you're listing them and then you revisit each one of them, see how you actually feel, like your kind of your visceral response. Does it make you feel better? Now, some of the things that you write down may actually make you feel worse. And then you know to just cross that off. But some of them you'll say, oh yeah, that thought makes me feel a little bit better. So I will tell you, you're not going to go from the bottom of the emotional scale clear up to the top, but this activity is about raising yourself up a little, giving yourself that boost of a better feeling emotion. As I said, with the emotional refractory period, you don't want to hover in a space where your mood is just really dragged down. Law of attraction is another philosophy, and that suggests that positive thoughts bring positive results into your life. I actually couldn't agree with this more, because it's almost, again, very common sense, but our thoughts can run roughshod over our lives if we aren't attentive to them and we're not checking in with ourselves and saying, where's our mind going? What are our thoughts all about? What I have read in the Bible about our thoughts is in Philippians 4:8. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I love that God gives direction in His Word on how to direct our thinking also. This podcast is all about, you know, living your best life and having a positive life, having a life with peace and joy and happiness, despite the fact that your loved one is struggling with addiction. That is all that I have for you today. And I am going to put the emotional scale, I will put that in the show notes so you can look at that and mull that one over. And I also will put the scripture that I read in the show notes so that you can see that as well. I hope that you have a very peaceful and happy day. And I thank you so much for listening. Take care and God bless.